From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair, and here are the stories making news right now. First to the migrant crisis as the city of Chicago desperately tries to find housing. Right now, there are more than 10,000 migrants living in city shelters. Another 3,800 new arrivals are still waiting for housing. And just last night at a community meeting, we learned two new shelters are coming to the West Loop and Fulton Market. Migrants are expected to move into those facilities as soon as tomorrow. The United Auto Workers Union says they are now expanding their strike. The UAW announced the strike will now include workers at a Ford truck plant in Kentucky, which employs around 8,700 UAW workers. A statement from Ford calls the strike expansion grossly irresponsible, but unsurprising. And former NFL player Sergio Brown is now awaiting extradition to suburban Maywood to face first-degree murder charges in the death of his mother. Police caught Brown as he traveled from Mexico to San Diego. His mom, 73-year-old Myrtle Brown, was found dead in a creek near her Maywood home last month. And Metro is planning to make some major changes to its fares. The rail agency wants to nix 10 ride passes. It also wants to end promotional $6 and $10 day passes and the $100 monthly pass introduced during the pandemic. Public hearings on the budget will be held next month. We'll keep you posted on that. Your forecast: a rainy morning and gloomy, chilly day as clouds linger with a high around 58 degrees. From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair.